Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome back. Today, doing a little bit different than doing my predictions. I'm going to talk about the starting 11 that I would have for the U.S. men's national team. We did play a week ago for our last game of the January window, which really ended up being in February against Honduras. So I thought that I'd put this out about a week afterwards and explain who I think we should start with and some other tidbits about who, where, and all that, where we should play people. So we'll go ahead and get started. So first off, we're going to start with the goalkeeper. I believe that we should stay with Matt Turner. He did not have a great January window. I feel like really he could have saved both goals against Canada. He didn't have to do anything against Honduras. But I believe that we should stick with him. That's who I think is the better option as of right now. Really, him and Zach are very, it's nice to have both of them. Let's just say that. And I think that Zach is, Zach has better skills in one set, has a better skill set, and Matt Turner has a different, better skill set. I think that we should stick with Turner, for the next window just to stay with him, barring any injuries, and hopefully that he does continue to get some playing time with Arsenal when he goes there. Because that will kind of suck for us if both Matt Turner and Zach Steffen do not get to play. So that is who I think that we should start off with in this next window as the starting goalkeeper. Next, we will move on to center back. I believe that Walker Zimmerman is right now our best center back. And please tell me what you think, in this video. I want to interact with you guys. So let me know who you would switch out, who you think is better. And just give me your opinion. I want to interact. Let me know. You can follow me. So speaking of that, you can also tweet at me. And my Twitter handle is Nerdy Soccer Guy. So just tweet at me. Let me know. I will put that link in the description for this. But yes. So back to it. I think Walker Zimmerman right now is our best center back. He has sealed his deal there at center back for the U.S. men's national team, in my opinion. People might disagree with me, but just the way that he's playing is really good. I mean, he does have the best player rating out of anybody on the U.S. team right now at like a 7.7, I believe. So just what he brings to the game, that experience, I believe Walker Zimmerman has sealed his deal, and it's his job to lose there at center back. Now, for the other center back, I believe that Miles Robinson would be my starter. Yes, he had an awful game against Canada. He got beat, and he was not match ready. I mean, that was a big thing leading up to these games with having all the MLS guys not playing. I understand that, but by the time this next window comes open, players will have, especially MLS. Hence Miles Robinson here. He will be, his match fitness will be good. And he is, I think, very good to pair with Walker. And he's even good to pair with John Brooks. I believe John Brooks is our third best. I know people are big on Chris Richards, but I believe that if John Brooks is in match fitness, I think he's up there. And really, it could be any of those three, but I think that Miles and Walker are our two best options right now at center back. So with that being said, we're going to move on to left back. And there's only one choice at left back, and that's Robinson. Anthony, he's been very good down that left side. And kind of like Walker Zimmerman, this is his job to lose. I don't think anybody can compete with him on that left side to take his spot. And I feel like he has also done very well being in that spot. His overlapping play and everything like that. Now, there's a couple times that like he would overlap with Christian and not give Christian space. And I think that was an issue in this last window. But I think if they can communicate better and him give Christian a little bit more space, Christian will also do well. So there's not really much more to say about Anthony Robinson. I like what he brings to the team. He's doing good for Fulham. And I'm excited for him. I'm excited to see where his career goes also. But yes, that is my left back. And staying on the back line, our right back, I would have to say, is Serginho Dest. I like Dest. I believe that he has a lot to improve on in a sense of, I guess, defense is one. But just to pick and choose his timing of trying to take people one-on-one, and just a little bit better, like, IQ, I would say, passing and everything like that. I think the next person closest to him for right back, in my opinion, is Yedlin. And, yeah, I think Yedlin is good, too. But Dest is definitely, in my opinion, the starter at right back. So, moving on, we're going to go down into the midfield. And, of course, Weston McKennie has to be in there. He is, as of today, the best United States men's national team player. I think he's better than Christian. I think he's better than Tyler. I think what he brings on the field and his form right now is fantastic for both club and country. I think everyone is saying this, and I would have to agree. What he brings on the field, both offensively and even defensively, he's a heck of a player, and I hope that he continues like this. I'm glad he has focused and put his head down and has just played ball. I know he had those issues where he got dismissed and then he didn't play for Juventus. And now he's untouchable by anybody from Juventus. You know, Juventus says he's untouchable. So he's there. I mean, that's, you know, I love Weston. He's so funny, but man, he is so serious at the same time. Like, one second, you know, he can be helping you up off the ground because you got fouled and he cares. And then the next thing you know, if you like fouled his teammate or something, there's a scuffle. He's right there. He's ready to fight. So I like that about Weston. We need more of that. We need more people to be aggressive also. I think that was one of our issues with Canada. We just weren't aggressive enough. And I feel like Weston can bring that aggressiveness. And then also Tyler Adams. And so Weston McKennie would be my first midfielder there. And then speaking of Tyler Adams, I would also have him in that midfield. His presence on the field is very noticeable, and very noticeable in a negative way when he's not on the field. He's just a very good leader and a commander in the field. I think that it really hurts when Tyler Adams is not on the field for the U.S. men's national team. And I think that him on the field is one of the best things for us to help out. He's a heck of a player. I mean, that's all I have to say. I wish he would be a little bit more aggressive. I know he is more of the aggressive type on our team, but I think if he would step up and be just a little more aggressive, that would help. So my third and final spot in the midfield, and some people will probably disagree with this, because really he doesn't play in the midfield that much. But I would like to see the starting lineup and see what they could do. But in that cam position, I would put Brandon Aaronson. I know that Giovanni Reyna, back on Sunday, the 6th, got to play his first game back with Dortmund. And he came on in like the 60th minute, and he played a good game. So that was his first game back. So I think that is going to be a big thing when he gets healthy for this March window. But I'm saying, like, as of right now, this is kind of the team that I'd like to see on the field and see what they could do. Brandon Aaronson, his hustle is amazing. How much that the man can run is ridiculous. And like I said, I know he plays a lot on the wing, but I feel like he can make a huge presence in the midfield at the cam position. And also because Tim Weah is doing a phenomenal job out on the right wing. I wouldn't want to take him out and replace him with Aaronson, even though I believe that Aaronson is just as good, if not better, than Tim Weah. But I think to get them both on the field, this is what would have to happen, is put Aaronson at Cam and then Tim Weah out on the right. So with that, you know, with that being said, I think it would be great for Brandon Aaronson to be the Cam, to also make those plays on the run, to help out with the striker. And, you know, the way that Timothy Weah has been distributing the ball, and I guess we'll just move right into Tim Weah here. You know, the way that he's crossing and stuff and taking defenders one-on-one, he's doing a great job and he's getting in behind. And I think Aaronson being there at the Cam could feed that, and there could be a lot of 1-2 touches between Weah and Aaronson. We saw those 1-2 touches with McKinney and Weah, and I think, you know, having those three rate how they are on my screen there, you know, there's a lot of good passing that could happen right there. And I think that we can create a lot of chances if we would just push forward. So I think Tim Weah is our best choice at right wing right now. And I know, again, Reyna will be back, should be back, and he will be in this mix. And it'll be hard to, like, throw him in as a starter unless he comes back and we see in the next month, month and a half, that he is above and beyond what we expected for Dortmund and what kind of form he is in. So with that being said, we're going to move over to left wing. And of course it is Christian Pulisic. You know, I know we have like Jordan Morris and that. Christian did struggle. He has been struggling. I do think that him coming off the bench against Honduras and scoring 2 minutes after he got on the field, that gives you a boost of confidence. But I need to see more. But I also feel like it's not just his fault. Whenever you're hacked and fouled every single time that you touch the ball, and even when you don't touch the ball, you're getting pushed and kicked at, that has to be difficult. But also at the same time, I touched on it earlier with Robinson coming down the left side. You got to give Pulisic some space. So let him get some space to take those, you know, make those 1v1s, you know, happen. But I feel like, you know, he is still Captain America to me. He's my favorite player, like many others. But I think once we get out of CONCACAF and we do make it to the World Cup, because I do believe we will, I think that we're going to see a whole different Christian Pulisic in the World Cup, because we're not playing against CONCACAF teams. I do believe CONCACAF is completely different than what the rest of the world is and how it's played. It's very aggressive and very sloppy. Whereas when you go to play against teams like, you know, Spain, Italy, England, Croatia, you know, all those other teams, it's not sloppy. It's the beautiful game, like it says. So I think that Christian will get a lot more opportunity, and we are going to see a different Christian Pulisic in the World Cup when that comes. And then last but not least, I do think that we need to go with Ricardo Pepi up front. If Josh Sargent, he scored those two goals for Norwich on the date, the release of the squad. And in their last game, I don't think he did anything for Norwich. They just had a game. So, and I know that Pepi is struggling and he hasn't scored in a while for the U.S. men's national team, and he just got to his new team. I think if he can get it turned around, I think that he might be our best bet at striker. But don't we can't forget about Josh. I think that Josh will have that presence and he's going to be considered. I think even Ferreira, you know, if he would start to have a good season for FC Dallas, you know, if he starts out, you know, scoring. But then, like, you also have PFOC. So the striker position is wide open. But I would say if right now I had to pick a team as this is, you know, as of today, I would have to go with Pepe. Just what he showed, he had a good game against Honduras. He was moving around good. And then even his last few minutes, like when he subbed on against Canada, I think he was aggressive. He fit it. He came into the game like he was playing the whole time, being aggressive. And it almost made me wish that we had him as starter than Jesse Zardes because of the aggressiveness. We needed to be more aggressive against Canada, and we were not. So that's who I would start at striker. So that is my starting 11. And I'll touch on a few other people I know. You know, I did touch on Zach Steffen, like him and Matt, you can switch in and out. Brooks, the same way with Walker and Miles. I feel like he could fit in there too. And then yes, people, you know, Chris Richards, I think he has that speed that, you know, we might need against faster paced teams and everything. But my biggest thing is why is Cameron Carter-Vickers not been called up? I would really like, if I could ask Berhalter a question, I think that's what it would be, because he's the best center back in the Scottish Premier League. Yes, it is Scotland, but he plays for Celtic, which is the biggest club in Scotland. And he is very consistent. It's not like he's having ups and downs in this like lower league that people say. But what about all the other players that we have? Yes, they're in Europe, but so is he. And they're in Europe in these smaller leagues too. And I feel like, you know, the Scottish Premier League is just as good, if not better, than some of them. And just like these MLS players, yes, everyone is going to say Berhalter has an MLS agenda. And I kind of agree with that. But man, when you have guys in good form and they're playing consistent, you know, give them a shot. You know, this is supposed to be putting a team together to win games. I hate that so many politics and stuff are put on this. Pick the best players and let's go. Like, I would love to see the U.S. win a World Cup. Yes, Cameron Carter-Vickers is not going to be the change in that. And, like, he would be like, oh, you know, I'm just saying, like, we need to get the best players out there. And we need them all to work to the best of their ability. So I just wanted to touch on him also. And then I know that people are probably going to question about the Brandon Aaronson, you know, playing midfield and over Yunus Musa. I do believe Musa is a very good player. I think he can, you know, he has good potential. He needs to, you know, keep it going. And I think that obviously he is going to be on the team because he deserves it. He's a very good player. I think that Aaronson is a better fit to me. I don't think Musa did very good in the last couple games that he started. He was just like out there on the field. And so that's just my thoughts on him. But I do believe he should be in the team. He's very good. He can bring an attacking presence to the team also. And then I'm going to like touch on some other people. That's why we haven't ended yet. Kellen Acosta. Let's talk about him for a second. I know it was Honduras. And people can hate on me for this. I think Kellen has a lot to offer for us. You know, the experience. I know he's older. But I think he should be there. You know, he's aggressive when he needs to be. He's a good passer. And then, like, he needs to be our set piece taker. I mean, look what happened. I know it was Honduras. But give him a chance in these other bigger games. Because I think he can do it for us. And like I said, I know people call for him and Areola and Rodon to be out of the team. And I agree with the other two. But I think Kellen brings something to the table for this team and this squad. So I would like to see him be on the World Cup roster. Next, you got Busio. I think Busio will be in this team for the World Cup. I hate that he missed the last window, but I understand with COVID and everything. But he could also start a few games in like the next window or even in the World Cup. You know, yes, you're going to have to rotate people in the World Cup for the group stages and everything. And Busio is a good player, and I think that he has a lot of potential. And, like, the midfield is going to be the hardest selection for Greg Berhalter, I think, because we have so many good midfielders. And that's just like moving on to the next person, De La Torre. If you asked me this before the window, I would tell you to leave De La Torre out. Don't even put him in. Like, don't even put him in the squad, you know, let alone that. He started against Honduras. He had a very, very good game. And what I saw in that, like, yes, again, people were going to say Honduras, that's who we played, not very good. But, man, he just his passes that he picked, the stuff that he picked to make, you know, tackles and everything, he played a very good game, technically. And I just think that he could be a good fit in that midfield when we need it. Good off the bench. And even, like I said, in those group stages and stuff for the World Cup, he can get a couple starts in. So he would definitely be in my roster. He would be on my squad. And then I talked about Ferreira, Josh Sargent. Like, I feel like the striker position is still wide open. But again, I would start with Pepe. That's who I would go with right now. And then I also believe that Jordan Morris has more to bring for us. I know that the poor guy has had a very unlucky career so far with both of his knees. But man, if he can get in form, he will be a force for us. I mean, he looked good against Honduras, coming back for not playing forever. I mean, it's been, what, over maybe a year since he's played, or 8 to 9 months, something like that. And he played a good game against Honduras. I think that he can be a key for us in the future. So he would be on my squad. And then, of course, again, Reyna is in this squad no matter what. He's going to be a starter. I think once he gets into form, if he gets into that form, but like I said, he played the other day for Dortmund. He came on in the 60th minute, and he was ready to go. He looked good. He had a chance to score and missed, but I think Reyna has to be our starter. He has the biggest potential, I think, out of any player that we have for the U.S. men's national team. He's very young. It sucks for the injury that he had. Hopefully he can come back and it's stronger, and he becomes stronger, you know, mentally, physically, and just learns the game better. But he's definitely in this squad, and he will definitely be a starter for us. But as of right now, if I had to pick an 11, this is who I would have. You know, I'd have Turner as goalkeeper, Zimmerman, Robinson as center backs, Robinson and Dest as my, my left and right back. I would have Weston, Tyler, and Brendan Aaronson in the middle. And then you have Timothy Weah on the right, Christian on the left, and Pepe in the middle. So please tell me what you think. Tell me who you think your starting 11 would be. Tell me who you would replace. Like I said, I'd like to interact with you guys. Down below, I'll have my Twitter. If you like the video, please give it a thumbs up. If you like the content that I'm making, please subscribe. And like I said, again, I want the interaction. Tell me what your thoughts are. And we'll see you next time.